let's improve the course's homepage a bit further by generalizing those functions, renderHeader and renderFooter, into quite simply render, because after all, they were nearly identical except for their names. How to do this? Well, atop this file, just below where we require helpers.php, let's call a new function render, whose first argument, let's say, shall be the name of a template, a file that's meant to be plugged in there. Meanwhile, the second argument shall remain an associative array, in this case, an array containing a key for title, whose value is here, CS50. Let's now look at helpers.php. In helpers.php, we now, of course, have just one function defined, render. Render takes now two arguments, which we'll call template and data, the latter of whose default value is still an empty array. But in this version of render, notice that I now declare a local variable called path and assign it the value of template, which for instance might be quote-unquote header, and append to that string .php. In other words, let's assume for now that if our template is called header, then that template will be implemented in a file called quite simply header.php. Meanwhile, let's do a quick sanity check. If that path exists, which we can check by way of a file called file exists, then let's extract the associative array called data so that we have one or more local variables in scope, and then let's require that path. Meanwhile, header.php looks quite simply like this, exactly as before. But if we now look it back at index.php, notice that at the bottom of that file, we can similarly call render, passing in as its sole argument footer. In this case, we don't need to pass in an associative array because the footer template, recall, is just this. But now we have arguably an even cleaner design because we've eliminated some of our otherwise redundant code and consolidated into just one function, render.